Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Weber at StuWeb.com, and it is April the 30th, 2019. And I have a special guest on that I had on last Thursday. And I was going to get the show up, and it's one of the militia members on the border of New Mexico. And I had him on, and it was my problem because Gov was blocking me from getting my own show loaded in my own server. I won't get into it. I didn't get to show up until yesterday. And yesterday he had a bond hearing. And I was hoping we'd power pack the courtroom. Now instead, we're going to make it even easier for people instead of power packing the courtroom, because we got an update on this. And I think we need to start a petition to investigate these other charges. I'm going to let Anonymous here, that I had on before, and it'll be put up here shortly, folks, because they haven't got me blocked. So, Anonymous, give us an update on the situation of, now this is United Constitutional Patriots. It's a militia that's protecting the border. Go ahead, Anonymous. Tell us the latest on Larry Hopkins.
Okay, well, they said about okay. Courtroom was going good. Judges up there seem to be fair. Dealing with the cases. Before Mr. Hopkins, just about time it come to for his case to come on the docket, somebody called in a bomb threat. Oh, we wasted 2.5 hours sitting outside, and then when we got back in, okay.
A bomb threat, huh? Oh, that's an FBI stooge game. Go ahead. This is very important to these FBI five, I call it, folks. These are the creatures. They're the Strucks, the McCabes, the Comey types. You ever look at Comey? God, he's 7'6", so looks like a giant. Who knows? Go ahead. They're weirdos. Anyway, they pull this kind of stuff. I've been down that path. Anonymous, go ahead.
Well, anyway, when they got up there, the judge asked the prosecution, state the case why he should not get bond. Well, they come up with, he says he's got two felonies that he has certified copies of the cases, but there are 10 more, or 9 more that he's waiting on information from. That date back to 1968, which is strange because in 1967, Mr. Hopkins joined the Army.
So he was.
So if he was arrested for a felony in 68 and given an honorable discharge from the Army, don't work that way. If you get a felony in the civilian world, they may let to have civilians have you first. Then when you're done with that, they'll take over and do it again.
Yeah, they will. Military will take care of you. Violate the law. Yep. So these are phony charges they got against him. There's two that they claim that they have, but there's how many others was it you mentioned?
Nine others.
Nine others are probably phony.
Everything from escaping a federal prison, federal detention center.
Now, how long have you known? Let me ask you a question. How long have you known Larry Hopkins, Anonymous?
No, I've known him about 6-7 years now.
Okay, is he a pretty straight shooter and everything?
Yeah, he is. He gets excited every now and then, but that's to be expected.
Yeah.
But he's pretty fair, pretty straightforward, with me and the rest of us.
Yeah. We're all Americans in here trying to do our thing. Because this country, we're fucked up. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, for saying that. But we are. We're in a mess. And we're going to have to step forward and do something about it. And Anonymous here is one of them doing it, among others. Now, what we need to do is make this short. And pertain to Larry Hopkins, who's in federal detention, and I'm hoping to get a petition between you and me, Anonymous, going, and I'll have it on my website maybe by the evening, folks. where we start a petition. I think it's a couple hundred thousand signatures, and the president actually looks at it. We need to have his case investigated. It sounds too stinky to me. I've had the same bowl. They did it as a political prisoner. 1992, they issued a warrant. 91, it was a year later, 92 to 93, they held me for 10 and a half months. So they got me for a couple years in between hiding out as a United States whistleblower who had just caused the Silverado hearings, the Denver International Airport fraud hearings, the Keating 5 hearings, which is MDC 200, and the HUD hearings, all back to back. And it pissed them off. So they locked me up. And then the judge screamed at the prosecutor, "You wasted $750,000 of the taxpayers' money trying to miss a man." He said, "This case is dismissed with prejudice." Now, I've been down that path. Then I was down the path with the FBI using a local fucking stinking joint task force group of Jefferson County trying to set me up on some bogus crap. There was a $50,000 bond, and the Patriots came to my rescue, and someone put up the $10,000 to pay the bondsman, but I had to come up with $250,000 worth of property, and it was some stupid charge that was dismissed, or a hung jury, folks, and I did it myself because I couldn't get an attorney to represent me because he quit that morning. He was strutting that night. That's FBI 5. That's Strauss. That's McCabe. That's Comey. Those are those slime balls up there. And Rosenstein had just resigned or fired or some bullshit. Justice Department. It's corrupt up the ass. We as Americans have got to clean this up. And the only way we're going to do it is unite together. Period. We need to stop G5. Besides causing 2 periods a month with women, I'm finding out it's causing miscarriages. I'm going to have an expert on soon on that. We're going to stop that. And we're going to start not only petition the president. We're going to start surrounding the White House with friggin' signs that we have to. We are the American people. And we need to start recalling these congressmen and senators. And everything and how to do it's on my website, stuweb.com. Now we need more people on the border to start intertwining. If you can't spend a lot of time down there, spend a couple weeks. Spend your vacation down there protecting the United States border. Now, Anonymous, tell them how to get to the border as far as your website up there on Facebook.
Well, it's not hard to find, really. The section that we're working on is just about 15-20 miles west of El Paso, now Sutherland Park. We've moved the campsite or op station onto private property, which is 3/4 of a mile down the road. So now they haven't got any anything to complain about us being on their property. Right now, we've got pretty much the same people we've had down there. And they're kind of disheartened, which is understandable.
Okay, now if we can get enough people on the border, how many people would you like to see intertwined right now to protect our border? Do you think, give us a number. Do we need 500,000 people at a time down there to protect it, the entire border? What do we need that's open?
Well, the nice thing about New Mexico, it's not a long border. I mean, it's just a little under 200 miles.
Yeah, but Arizona's having the same problems. I mean, we could connect people down there, and the border could be protected there. We need to step in as American people and end this bullshit. I'd like to see an Independence Day, July the 4th, 2019, where we can actually barbecue and celebrate that these bastards have done what we told them to do. Okay?
Yeah.
And we get this Congress and Senate out there. It's been done in Colorado. I helped do it by putting people on the air and got them volunteers to go out and get signatures. We can do the recall. We can remove these people. We can protect our border. We can stop Daddy Bush and Jeb Bush's drug trade too. And I intend on doing that. We're going to get the pressure on them. It's time we clean the country up. Stop G5. Stop chemtrails. Stop water modification with HARP. It's all to be done. We're going to do it. So this guy, we're going to start with a petition. Now, I'll work with you later, Anonymous, and we'll talk and we'll get the petition going, okay? To get this guy out, to get him investigated, get his case investigated, and this dirty FBI that's involved. I guarantee it's Division 5. It always is. They got a division in all the major cities, folks, of Division 5. They're the slime balls that was telling, that's up there now, still in power. They're telling these people what to do. They'd have been before Jim Jordan, which is a good guy, and his committee up there, both the House Intelligence and House Judiciary, combined hearings they did, and he drilled them. He did a magnificent job, in my opinion, as a congressman. He should stay in office and power for a long time. They killed his nephew, in my opinion, in a car crash a while back. Shut him up. How convenient. Anyway, the point is, he drilled these dirty suckers. That's Division Number 5, FBI. Those are the ones that bring additional bullcrap charges against people like Larry Hopkins, as an example, that don't exist. So he can't get bond, because he's doing something right for the country. With that said, you have anything else to add, Anonymous?
No, not this time.
Okay.
I mean, the next court, next date for court is May 19th.
Okay. Now, that'll be where?
That'll be at the Federal Building in Albuquerque, New Mexico. The address is 333 Lomas.
Okay. I'll make
really?
A note.
All right.
Okay. Super. Thanks for coming on with me.
Okay.
Thanks for what you're doing, man. Appreciate it. I salute you.